As you received the ashes today, Father reminded you, remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Remember, man, this return to ashes, which we call death. It is easy to forget, isn't it? And thus the church calls for us to remember it at least once a year, but actually several days in the church's year are dedicated to death. The reminder that we must die on Ash Wednesday, our blessed Savior's death on Good Friday, and our own dear dead on All Souls' Day. Yet note this, these 3 days are not holy days of obligation, and one could then miss it somehow. Remember, to ashes thou shalt return. It's easy today to skip funerals. Unfortunately, most people don't arrange for an evening wake and rosary anymore. And as regards the funeral itself, well, we're always busy and there are the obligations of work for many during the day. It is easy to forget death. It is easy to forget death because society tells us the lie that death is the ultimate evil. And so the medical industry vaunts itself today on going beyond healing bodies to the very point of cheating, of delaying death, sometimes for years, as though death were not the accomplishment of the divine will, but an unmitigated evil only to be fled. And so we use all of our might and main and spend a huge amount of money to delay dying. And at the same time, as this delay of death occurs for many, society conspires to hide the obvious fact of death from us. That is to say that daily we put to death in our America over 1,000 little children. Before they are even born, they must die. Society at the same time hides from our notice the sad reality of all of the deaths of this latest war. I mean, there must be hundreds a day of between the civilian and the soldiers, the enemy and us. Even in our way of speaking about death and dealing with it when it comes, the euphemism of it makes it easy to forget death. And this is exactly what the devil wants. That master deceiver manages a massive disappearing act for what St. Francis gently called our sister, the death of the body. This adversary of ours, that's what Satan means, the adversary or the tempter, without blinking an eye, has arranged that most of modern man should entirely forget death. Even when it stares him in the face, he'll look right back and say, no, not for me, or not yet. And yet at the same time, he arranges that death itself should be worshipped as an idol, a false god. This is a very ancient and at the same time relatively new cult that takes place in Mexico. And this is one devotion, I assure you, for which I will not be bringing back statues or prayers. They call it La Muerte, death, and people actually worship a skeleton dressed as a woman with a crown. It's just the worship of the devil, though, with the thinnest of disguises. Idol worship always is. Father Siordia was explaining it to me last month. He said, actually, the devil is very traditional when it comes to these things. He likes his devotions and his acts of dedication or consecration. He likes his daily offerings and his flowers and candles and prayers and the rest of it. So you see, people make a deal with the devil. Sometimes they're just ignorant and desperate folk. Most of the votaries of La Muerte, or death, in Mexico are criminal class. They're prostitutes or drug dealers or gangsters or petty thieves or something like that. And they go into the Temple of Death, which is in a bad neighborhood in Mexico City, and they choose a candle. There are white ones and black ones and red ones, depending on whether or not they want money or revenge or love. And they offer to their idol every day breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They give him tamales and quesadillas and tequila and tobacco he likes especially. All of this to worship the devil under this guise. The remarkable thing about it, which is, of course, always true, is that none of these devotees of death are actually happy. As a lot, they are a sad group of people. Depressed, jittery, jumpy, sad, distracted. Father Siordia told me the way to the airport as I left last month, Mexico, about a man from his own village who had become a customs agent at the airport of Cuernavaca and who got into drugs and drinking and the rest of it and eventually consecrated himself to death, La Muerte, to the devil. Terrible sins, about any sin you could imagine, he said, he confessed. And when finally he hit rock bottom and had nothing else and was in entire despair, very suicidal, he came to see Father Siordia a few weeks ago, and he asked him for his help. And Father Siordia said, go to confession. And he said, I can't go to confession. I don't believe. And Father Siordia said, as any good priest would say, go to confession. Well, he waited a few weeks, and he finally went to confession. I think it was just last week. Father Siordia said the most remarkable thing happened as he was going to confession. He fainted. This never happened to Father before, that, or to me for that matter, that a penitent would faint in the confessional. So the confession had to be interrupted. Father had to send for something to revive the man, opened the windows, had him sit down, and when he could, he resumed his confession. When it was all over and Father had said Mass, the man explained to him that as he was confessing his sins, the devil was there beating him. And he beat him so hard that he lost consciousness and he fainted. Are you surprised at that? You shouldn't be. Because when you confess your sins, you are beating the devil. And after all, he is going to fight back. The devil does not want to lose a single one of us. You know, in some little way, we all are like that now happy former customs agent from Cuernavaca. By our sins, we get into some kind of a deal with the devil. I don't mean that we would ever think of actually consecrating ourselves to him or worshiping him, or even that we would be so tempted by the obvious excess, the oblivion that's offered by drugs or by drinking to excess, or the forbidden pleasures of the flesh, with all of the grief and heartbreak that these sins mean for ourselves and those whom we love. But still, what of the sin of jealousy? What of those little lazinesses each day that go to make up a bit of sloth in your life? What of keeping hatred in your heart, in refusing to forgive your neighbor? What of judging your neighbor and holding resentment against him? And what of all of the rest of the sad symptoms of our soul's spiritual decline? All of these sins kill God's life in us a bit at a time. They choke it out. And all of these sins serve Satan. And there's not a one of them that ever makes us happy, not for long. You do not have to live that way anymore. Leave Satan's death's temple. Just don't go in. Walk past it. Here is another paradox of how we are healed. There's a kind of a spiritual homeopathic remedy, if you like. Like heals like. That is to say, there is a little death that we must embrace today in order to turn our back on the worship of death in our lives. It is the death to self. It is the death of self-discipline, the death and the pain of regularity in our observance, regardless of the cost. It is the death which says, yes, I will make space and I will make time to worship my God, not just on Sunday, but every day, because he made me and he gave me life. When God, the Lord of the living, our Lord says, and not of the dead, again becomes our master, when we worship him and him alone, loving him freely, following all the guidance that he gives us by the Holy Ghost and by Holy Mother Church, thus are we enabled to say no to death, because we've embraced a bit of it, the death to self, this Lent. This is our intention this Lent, to stay with death in the good sense, our sister, the death of the body, to stay with that one article of the creed he suffered under Pontius Pilate, to consider the passion and death of our Lord, to consider the mystical death of Mary, her seven sorrows, and not to forget the happy death of Saint Joseph, whose month of March begins today, and thus must we take him as our special patron. Remember, only the forgetfulness of death is deadly. By dying today, by making or soon making a good confession, you will live forever. Let us conclude with a little prayer to Saint Joseph. Holy Joseph, who didst depart this life in the sacred embrace of Jesus and Mary, thy pure spouse, come to my assistance when death approaches, to cut short my days, and obtain for me the favor for which I earnestly pray, that I may die as thou didst in the company of Jesus and Mary. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.